Good morning. It is a Friday morning post-Thanksgiving. We are with Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review. Good morning, Melissa. I hope you had a nice Thanksgiving.
Good morning. You too.
Today is all about Proctors, a collaborative in Schenectady trying to keep the lights on. We know how hard theaters and performance venues have been hit as a result of the pandemic when you can't gather in groups. Give us the update of what's happening.
That's right. In a typical year, Proctors Collaborative draws around 800,000 people to more than 2,000 events. The group runs Proctors in Schenectady, Capitol Repertory Theater in Albany, and Universal Preservation Hall in Saratoga Springs. Due to the pandemic, its cash flow is down 90%. State restrictions on public gatherings severely limit what the group can do. The organization is still spending $330,000 monthly, even after laying off 135 employees and part-time and seasonal staff. 34 people remain on payroll to handle essential services and keep up operations, but their pay has been cut. CEO Philip Morris says even if the state eased restrictions on indoor gatherings, big productions wouldn't be able to resume until they are able to go to multiple cities because of the costs involved with staging a show. Morris says this industry is uniquely depressed because there are a few variable costs. When he restarts, it needs to be at full or near capacity to pay for what's on stage and the staff. Proctors and other independent performing arts venues in the nation are hoping Congress will approve the $10 billion Save Our Stages Act, one of many COVID-19 relief bills proposed in Washington, D.C. The act currently does have bipartisan support in the House and Senate. Morris says the nonprofit needs to raise money. Those efforts have included a virtual fundraising gala, numerous grant applications and awards, direct solicitations of members, and loans from the U.S. Small Business Administration and the Federal Paycheck Protection Program. Before the pandemic hit, Proctors Collaborative had just held a grand opening for Universal Preservation Hall in Saratoga Springs. It was a $13.5 million project that took years to complete. Meanwhile, in Albany, work was continuing on 251 North Pearl Street, the new $14 million home for Capitol Rep, now just called The Rep. With all the disruptions, Proctors Collaborative quickly pivoted to offer alternative ways for people to use its facilities, help the community cope with the pandemic, and serve the region while the seats remained empty. Some examples included the Empire State Youth Orchestra rehearsing in a socially distant way 5 nights a week, a tutoring center and wireless resource for Schenectady students who are virtual learners, anti-racism training, hosting playwright contests and summer youth Broadway programs, and high school music theater festival. At Universal Preservation Hall, Proctors held a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame exhibition. About 3,500 people attended, walking through in groups of 10 for 90 minutes. Philip Morris says the group will continue to pursue its mission, just differently.
She is Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review. You can read this story and much more at albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, always good to talk to you. We'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.